الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى has sent approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam for the guidance of mankind. The first of these Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam is Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And the last of them is our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. After our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, the door of prophethood was closed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ana khatamun nabiyyina la nabiyya ba'di. I am the final prophet. There is no prophet to come after me. Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will descend before Qiyamah, he will remain a Nabi. The title of Nubuwah will not be taken away from him. The title, his status will remain with him. He will remain as a Nabi. But he will not descend as a Nabi who will be followed. He will descend as a Nabi who will follow the Sharia of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger. The Sharia that was revealed to him is the final Sharia. The wahi that was revealed to him is the final wahi, final revelation. The Quran that was sent down upon him is the final scripture. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the most virtuous amongst the prophets. His Sharia is the most virtuous amongst all the Shara'i. And his book, or the book revealed to him, is the most virtuous from amongst all the books revealed to the other Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Allama ibn Kathir, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the well-known mufassir, says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the glorious Quran upon the best of the creations, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the medium of the best of the angels, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, in the best of the places, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, in the best month, the month of Ramadan, and in the best night, the night of Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil Qadr. We have revealed this Quran upon our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the night of Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And do you know what Laylatul Qadr is? Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. So if a person is granted the ability and the opportunity to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night of Qadr, during Laylatul Qadr, during the night of Qadr, the night of power, it is as if he has worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more than 100 months, for more than 1,000 months. So Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala says, that the best book was revealed upon the best messenger through the best angel in the best of the places during the best month during the best night, the Laylatul Qadr. And because Quran is very virtuous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you are those who learn the Quran and who teach the Quran. So these ulama, these mudarrisin, these teachers who are teaching in the maktab here or in makatib, in evening madrasas, daytime madrasas throughout Birmingham, throughout the UK, throughout Europe, or throughout the world, they are very virtuous in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these ulama, these huffaz, these qurra, these respected muftis who are teaching the Quran, some the words of the Quran, some the correct pronunciation and intonation of the Quran, some the meaning of the Quran, some the commentary of the Quran, some the masail of the Quran derived from the Quran. They, in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, are the best of the ummah. So those who teach the Quran and the students who learn the Quran, they are the best of the people in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And due to this great virtue that Quran holds in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised his very close student Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, saying, Ya Aba Hurairata, O Abu Huraira, ta'allamil Qur'ana wa'allimhu an-nas. Learn the Quran and teach it to people. O Abu Huraira, learn the Quran and teach it to people. We all know Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a very beloved companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is advising him. So this must be the best advice that a person could give to his beloved. Ya Abu Hurairata, O Abu Huraira, ta'allam al-Qur'an wa'allimhu an-nas. Learn the Qur'an and teach it to people. Learn the Qur'an, teach it to people. For how long? وَلَا تَزَالُ كَذَلِكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْمَوْتِ. You should remain in this engagement until death comes to you. Not for 5 years, not for 10 years, not until the retirement age. There is no retirement age. Abu Abdul Rahman As-Sulami, rahimahullahu ta'ala, who narrates the first hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, the best amongst you is he who learns the Qur'an and teaches to others. Learns the Qur'an and teaches the Qur'an to others. The narrator Abu Abdul Rahman As-Sulami, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the student of Usman Ghani radiyallahu anhu. Because Usman Ghani radiyallahu anhu narrates this hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and Abu Abdul Rahman As-Sulami, rahimahullah ta'ala, the great tabi, he narrates this hadith from Usman Ghani radiyallahu anhu. After narrating this hadith, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala quotes this hadith in his sahih. And after quoting this hadith in his sahih, he quotes Abu Abdul Rahman As-Sulami rahimahullah ta'ala saying that it is this hadith that has sat me here for the last 40 years. It is this hadith that has sat me here for the last 40 years. That means it is because of this hadith I have not left this town. I have not left this city. I have not traveled anywhere. I have not gone anywhere. And daily I am teaching in the masjid or in the madrasa the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of this hadith, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's word cannot be wrong. He said, the best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and who teaches the Quran. Nowadays, my friends, it is very unfortunate that we look down upon the ulama. We look down upon the huffaz. We look down upon the madaris. We look down upon those institutes where Quran is being taught. When a person becomes a hafiz, it may be a blessed act, but it is not an achievement as far as we are concerned. It is a blessed act. We all gather together because the duas are accepted. And we say, Alhamdulillah, the Quran is being completed. Dua will take place. We also want to be part of that dua, because we have to solve many problems of this world and also the hereafter. Maybe as a result of this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon me in this world and also in the hereafter. The real question we need to ask is, do we entertain honor and dignity for the people of Quran or not? The people of ilm, the people of Quran, the people of ahadith, the people of fiqh, they have a very high status in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we need to give them that due respect so that we can become successful in the hereafter. We do not need to give them that due respect so that they can become successful in this world, so that they can become successful in the hereafter. No. For for our protection, for the protection of our iman, for the protection of our deen, for ilm to enter our homes, for ilm to enter our children and our generation's hearts, it is necessary that we give due respect to anything associated with ilm. Those people who give due respect to anything associated to the ilm revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the blessed heart of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them honor in this world and also in the hereafter. And those people who take the opposite route and distance themselves from ilm, from ulama, from the centers of ilm, anything associated to ilm, they look down upon those things associated to ilm, and many a times they make their tongues filthy by talking negative regarding the people of ilm, regarding the madaris, regarding things associated to ilm. They are not doing good to themselves, neither in this world nor the hereafter. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala was once performing wudu at the bank of a river. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi has quoted this incident. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, the great Imam, muhaddis, faqihi, and a very pious personality. Very pious personality. He is performing wudu at the bank of the river, and another person also comes to perform wudu at the bank of the river. And the river is flowing from right to the left, or left to the right. Let's assume that it was flowing from right to the left. So this person sees Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi performing wudu. He sits on the right of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala to perform wudu, and before dipping his hands in the river, the thought strikes him that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala is a person of piety, person of ilm, person of hadith, person of Quran, person of fiqh, and I am sitting on his right side and the water is flowing from this side to the left. If I dip my hands in the water and perform wudu here, my used water will pass by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala and he will be compelled to use that water which I have already used. So it would be better for me to walk away from here onto the other side, towards his left, so that his used water can be used by me. He found it disrespectful to sit on his on this right hand side of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala and to perform wudu. Many ulama are sat here, many muftis are here. Ask them, was it haram? Was it makruh tahrimi? Was it makruh tanzihi? And to sit on the left hand side of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala and perform wuzu, was it fard? Was it wajib? Was it sunnah muakkada? Was it sunnah ghair muakkada? Was it mustahab? Only out of respect for a person of ilm, he changed his place, and after he passed away, somebody saw him in the dream. And the person asked him, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with you? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave all my sins as a result of only one good deed. And what was that one good deed? Showing respect to the person of ilm. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala. And everything else was bonus. This one deed became the means of all my sins being forgiven. Everything else was bonus. All the other amal were to elevate my status in Jannah. This amal saved me from the fire of Jahannam. This amal became a cause of all my sins being forgiven.
Ya Abu Hurairah, O Abu Hurairah, ta'allamil Qur'an wa 'allimhun nas, learn the Quran and teach it to others, wa la tazalu kadhalik hatta yatiyakal maut. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that this should remain your engagement until death comes to you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is advising Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. And what do we say in this day and age? The ulama always talk about Quran. The ulama always talk about hadith. The ulama always talk about the hereafter. The ulama always talk about deen. But that is their profession. A doctor will always talk about medicine. If you go to his surgery, he will not talk politics, he will not talk architecture, he will not talk Quran or hadith. That's his profession. This is the profession of the ulama. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to Abu Huraira that teach the Quran, learn the Quran, teach the Quran, learn the Quran, teach the Quran until you breathe your last. فَإِنْ أَتَاكَ الْمَوْتُ وَأَنْتَ كَذَلِكَ. If you listen to my advice, O Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, if you listen to my advice and if you continue in this engagement and death comes to you whilst you are teaching and learning, what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you? Zaratil malaikatu qabraka kama yuzarul baytul atiq. The angels will visit your grave in that number in which the Baytullah in Makkah Mukarrama is visited. Baytullah in Makkah Mukarrama is visited by millions of people. The angels will visit your grave in that number, with which Baytullah in Makkah Mukarrama is visited. Great honor for ulama, great honor for huffaz, great honor for qurra, great honor for muftis. My friends, I am your well-wisher. And as a well-wisher, I am advising you, never entertain evil thoughts regarding ulama. Never speak ill of ulama. It is because of ulama the deen has reached us today. It is the ulama, it is the huffaz, it is the qurra who are preserving this beautiful deen within the four walls of the madaris. It is not something hidden, it is a fact. It is the ulama who are passing the deen from generation to generation, generation to generation, generation to generation. The sacrifice and the qurbani that the students in a darulum have to give. In order to understand their qurbani, you have to spend a week with them in the madrasa. You have to spend a month with them in the madrasa, in the routine of the madrasa. And especially the final year, how much effort they exert in the final year of their course. It is not easy, even in this day and age it is not easy. The ulama have toiled hard. The ulama have toiled hard in doing two things only. Taking ilm from those before them and passing ilm to those who are after them. Right till the last breath, Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullahu ta'ala is on his deathbed and one of his students, who is also an alim, who is also a faqih, but his student, he goes to visit him because it is sunnah to visit somebody who is sick. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam, how are you, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And he immediately poses a question. Because he wanted to pass on the ilm that he had before he departed from this world. He did not say that you are a very beloved student of mine, after I go look after my madrasa, after I go look after my children, look after my wife. No. He said, in what position Rami is afzal, Rami. Rami can be done in two ways. In those days, Rami was done in two ways. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and later on until the time of Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullahu ta'ala.
Some people used to walk to the Jamarat, and while standing on the ground, they would pelt the shayateen. And some people would go riding on the camel and pelt the shayateen. So he said, in which position is it more virtuous to pelt the shayateen? Nowadays, my friends, we go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give our time in the dawah and tabligh activity. We return with lot of jazba, lot of zeal to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us spend some time in the company of our mashayikh during the month of Ramadan for 10 days, 15 days, 20 days, 30 days. And when we return with a lot of zeal to practice the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of us go for Umrah, some of us go for Hajj. When we return from the Haramain Sharifain, we return with a lot of zeal. But what can we do with this zeal if the ulama did not preserve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I go home with a lot of hunger and with a lot of thirst, but there is nothing to eat. So what is the point of that hunger? There is nothing to drink. What is the point of that thirst? We go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come back with hunger and thirst. I want to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the success of this world and the hereafter lies in only following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go to our mashayikh, we return with lot of thirst, lot of hunger. I want to purify my heart. I want to abstain from everything that Allah is unhappy with. And I want to do everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with. But we don't know what makes Allah happy. We don't know what makes Allah unhappy. We are unaware of Salatul Tahajjud, for example. We don't know that there is a nafla salat called Tahajjud. The zeal is there. If we knew, we would be able to wake up, because the zeal is there. The hunger is there. The thirst is there. But we don't know. We don't have the knowledge. We have no knowledge about Awwabin, we have no knowledge about Salatul Duha, we have no knowledge about the fasting of Muharram, fasting of Shawwal. What is the point of this zeal? This zeal that is created in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Umrah, in Hajj, in Khanqah, in the Majalis, in Waaz, Nasiha of the Ulama, in the Masajid, this thirst, this zeal, can only be beneficial if we have the whole deen in front of us. And that whole deen exists till today, alhamdulillah. This is fard, this is wajib, this is sunnah muakkada, this is sunnah ghair muakkada. You go to a mufti and ask him regarding any issue. What is the shari'i position of this amal? And he will say it is permissible, it is impermissible. If it is permissible, it is fard, is it sunnah, is it mustahab? Every detail is there, every detail. How did this detail remain until today? 1436 years have passed. If the ulama did not toil, if the madrasas did not exist, if this learning and teaching did not exist, how would deen remain intact, and how would we have been able to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are indebted to the ulama, my friends. We are indebted to the ulama of the past, we are indebted to the ulama of the present, and we will be indebted to the ulama of the future. And those people who entertain evil thoughts regarding the ulama, who look down upon the ulama, and who make their tongues filthy by talking negative about the ulama and the places of ilm and things associated to ilm, they are putting not only their peace and tranquility of this world in danger, they are putting their deen and iman in danger. And it is for this reason I continually emphasize that please, please, for your sake, not for the sake of the ulama, not for the sake of the huffaz, not for the sake of the muftis, for your sake. For your sake, for the sake of your hereafter, for the sake of your salvation, repent from this filthy sin, so that you may become successful in the hereafter, so that you may become successful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi Wasallam said, Hamilul Quran, Hamilul Ra'iyatil Islam. The one carrying the Quran. The Hafiz of the Quran carries the Quran in his heart. The Alim of the Quran, he carries the meaning of the Quran in his heart. The Qari of the Quran carries the correct intonation and pronunciation in his heart. 1436 years have passed. 1400, there are so many English words, the pronunciation of which have changed since I have come to this country in 1970s. Now many words have changed. Before they used to speak this way, now the pronunciation has changed. 1436 years, the effort of the Qurra, which is the group of the people of Ilm, even today we find Qurra who, regarding whom we can say 100% that they are reciting the Quran exactly as Jibreel recited to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The effect may be different because the taqwa of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is different from Qari Zubair Sahib. The taqwa, he was the Sayyidul Mursaleen. He was Sayyid, nobody can match his taqwa. Nobody can match the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any aspect of life. Khuda se to kam aur sab se ala, do alam se bala hamare Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no one who can match the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as far as the effect of the Quran is concerned, nobody can match the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But as far as the pronunciation of the Quran is concerned, you will always find a group of Qurra throughout the world who will recite the Quran exactly the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had recited. The pronunciation has been preserved for 1436 years, my friends. How much effort the ulama must have exerted? How much effort the ulama must have exerted? The pronunciation has been preserved. Exact pronunciation. The words have been preserved by the Huffaz. The pronunciation has been preserved by the Qurra. And the meaning of the Quran has been preserved by the ulama. And the practice, the practical aspect of the Quran has been preserved by the awliya. So we are very, very happy today. We feel honored. I personally feel honored to be here in this gathering today. The young Hafiz who will be reciting his last few verses, I do not know him. I am not associated to his family. I am not acquainted to his family. As Muslims, we are all one family. As Muslims, they are not related to me. But I feel so happy inside. And I feel it an honor to be here in this gathering today. And I congratulate the Hafiz himself. I congratulate the father of the Hafiz. I congratulate the whole family of the Hafiz. I congratulate this whole community. I congratulate Qari Sahib and all the staff of this madrasa. I congratulate the whole management of this madrasa. I congratulate the whole Muslim world that this young student has put the whole Quran, more than 6,000 verses of the Quran, to memory. And it is regarding this Hafiz, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Hamilul Quran, Hamilul Ra'iyatil Islam. The carrier of the Quran. The Huffaz, the Ulama, they are all carriers of the Quran. The carriers of the Quran, Hamilul Ra'iyatil Islam, are the flag bearers of Islam. Man akramahu faqad akram Allah. One who honors them does not honor them, they honor Allah. If Qari Sahib comes into my house and I am sitting on the floor, if I get up for Qari Sahib, I am not getting up because of this body, because of this physical form. No. I am not getting up for the family that Qari Sahib belongs to. What is in my heart and mind? That a Qari has come into my home. The Hamil of the Quran, a Hamil of the Quran has come in my home. And he deserves my respect because he is the Hamil of the Quran. So in reality, when I honor, whenever I or you all of us, when we honor a Hafiz, when we honor a Alim, we honor them because they possess the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts, the Kalam of Allah.
So we honor them in reality for Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man one who hamirul Quran, hamir man akramahu faqad akrama Allah." One who honors the hafiz of the Quran, the alim of the Quran, the mufti of the Quran, the alim of the Quran, he has in reality honored Allah. وَمَنْ أَهَانَهُ And one who disgraces an alim. One alim. One who disgraces an alim, hafiz, qari, mufti. فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ Upon him is the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we hear this verse, word over and over again. La'nat of Allah. La'nat. What is the meaning of la'nat? Ib'adullahi al-abda an rahmatihi. What is la'nat? What is curse? Curse is not the translation of la'nat. La'nah, it is a shari word used in the context of a hadith and in the Quran. What is la'nah? La'nah means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distancing his servant from his mercy. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the la'nat of Allah is upon such a person who abuses the hamil of the Quran, means that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So friends, time does not permit me to go into any detailed lengthy discussion, inshallah. If Allah grants me and all of you the opportunity, one day in this very masjid we will sit down again. I am very happy to be here today because Qari Sahib is a very old friend of mine and he remains in my heart. And whenever I think about him or talk about him or hear about him, my heart becomes very happy. And this is the first time I have come into this masjid where he is the imam. And I am so happy to be in this masjid, the house of Allah, where my friend is the imam. And to see all the musallis here, mashallah. So we will, inshallah, Allah will give us another opportunity to discuss. And you listen to the ulama over and over again. But this is a very, very happy occasion for all of us. Very happy occasion for the family. And let us go from here with this zeal, each and every one of us, that I also want to see a hafiz in my house. We all want to see at least one hafiz in our homes. One hafiz in our homes. And we also want to see at least one alim in our homes. This wrong notion, mullahs, in the newspapers, on TV, on radio, this is an international conspiracy against the ulama. We Muslims are also becoming victim to it. If we disassociate ourselves from the ulama, where will we take the deen from? We all say our success lies in deen. Everybody, but if we disassociate ourselves, where will we take the deen from? Huffaz, mullahs, these madrasas, they are the problem, they are the problem. No, my friends, they are the solution. Ulama are the solution, huffaz are the solution, muftis are the solution, madaris are the solution. We are facing all these problems because we have disassociated ourselves from the solutions. Let us associate ourselves with ilm, people of ilm, everything associated to ilm, entertain ilm. I always tell my friends, my associates, especially the fathers of young boys, that whatever little that you see in my life, whatever fame that you see regarding myself, there are many factors that contributed to it. The main factor, my father always respected the ulama and the people of ilm. My father always respected the ulama and the people of ilm. Even when he reached the age of 70, if he met a hafiz who was 13 year old, my father would meet him respectfully. When I took admission in the fifth year of my alim course, and when I started mishkat, and when I went home in the holidays, I noticed something different. That my father would not lean against the sofa or against the pillow, and he would sit like this in front of me. So it continually bugged me as to why my father is not relaxing. And when he is relaxed and when I enter the room, he sits like this. But after a long time I realized that now, because I am learning ahadith, I have gone into the fifth year and I am reading ahadith, Mishkat Sharif and Jalalain Sharif, Tafsir, as a result of respect for tafsir and hadith, my father is showing me respect. And before I went into Mishkat, he would talk very openly in my presence. But after I went to Mishkat, he would control himself as if he is sitting in front of an elderly person. It is as a result of this respect that he showed for ilm, I am reaping the fruits. So if we disrespect the ulama, we will deprive our children. And if we respect the ulama, we will be favoring our children. So alhamdulillah, this is where I would like to conclude. Let us connect ourselves to ulama, ilm, sit in the company, gatherings of the ulama, and let us also attach ourselves to the Quran. Ramadan Mubarak is coming. Each and every person should make a habit of reciting Quran daily, beginning from Alhamd till Wannas. Don't wait till Ramadan. Every day. I told a friend of mine, I said, in Ramadan, mashallah, you recite the Quran. On a daily basis, recite one ruku at least. So after months, he came to me and he said, Alhamdulillah, following your advice of reciting one ruku, finally, first time in my life, I have completed the Quran outside Ramadan also. If you cannot recite one juz daily, read three-quarter, read half, read quarter, read one ruku, but keep yourself associated to the Quran. Sit in the company of the ulama and learn the tafsir of the Quran in the Durusul Quran, and also practice the Quran. Go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tablighi brothers, with our da'wati brothers, so that you get the zeal and the jazba to follow the deen. Without this jazba, nothing will encourage you to go to the company of the ulama. Nothing will encourage you to learn. So jazba, go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. We need to do all this to become a complete believer, so that we become successful in this world and also in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all acceptance. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد صدق الله رسوله الرؤيا بالحق لتدخلن المسجد الحرام إن شاء الله آمنين محلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون فعلم ما لم تعلموا فجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وعمل الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين.
اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين لا تنزع منا صالح ما آتيتنا اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی جمنے کی توفیق عطا فرما دوسروں کو چلانے کی جمانے کی توفیق عطا فرما اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کو قبول فرما ہم سب کو قبول فرما ہم سب کو قبول فرما گناہوں سے بچنے والا بنا دے تیری رضا کے کام والوں پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما نامرضیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں اپنی محبت عطا فرما اپنا عشق نصیب فرما اپنا تعلق نصیب فرما اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما اپنے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سچی پکی محبت عطا فرما ان کی اتباع کی توفیق عطا فرما ان کی لائی ہوئی تعلیمات پر زندگی گزارنے والا بنا دے اے ارحم الراحمین صرف نام کا امتی نہیں کام کا امتی بنا دے کام کا امتی بنا دے کام کا امتی بنا دے الہ العالمین ہدایت کی ہواؤں کو عام فرما دے الہ العالمین ہدایت کو عام فرما دے دنیا کے کونے کونے تک تیرے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تعلیمات کو عام فرما دے اے ارحم الراحمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما برے خاتمے سے حفاظت فرما آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما الہ العالمین انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کی رفاقت میں جنت الفردوس میں داخلہ نصیب فرما اے ارحم الراحمین اپنے غصے سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اپنی ناراضگی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اپنی لعنت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما الہ العالمین جہنم سے حفاظت فرما جہنم سے حفاظت فرما جہنم سے حفاظت فرما اے ارحم الراحمین جنت میں لے جانے والے کاموں کی توفیق عطا فرما الہ العالمین جہنم میں لے جانے والے کاموں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما شیطان اور نفس کے مقائد سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے ارحم الراحمین علم کی علماء کی علم والوں کی دل میں محبت نصیب فرما ان کی قدردانی کی توفیق نصیب فرما الہ العالمین ان کی صحبتوں میں بیٹھ کر ان سے استفادے کی توفیق عطا فرما اے ارحم الراحمین دین میں علم میں ہم سب کو ترقی عطا فرما الہ العالمین دین سیکھ کر اس پر عمل کرنے والا بنا دے عمل کرتے ہوئے دوسروں تک پہنچانے والا بنا دے دنیا کے کونے کونے تک دین کو لے کر چلنے والا بنا دے اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سے راضی ہو جا ہم سے راضی ہو جا الہ العالمین ہم سے راضی ہو جا مسلمانوں سے راضی ہو جا الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنے قصوروں کا اعتراف ہے الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنے قصوروں کا اعتراف ہے ہم نافرمان ہیں ہم گنہگار ہیں الہ العالمین تیرے دین سے دور ہیں الہ العالمین تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں اور ان کی تعلیمات سے کوسوں دور ہیں اسی وجہ سے پوری دنیا میں ہم پٹ رہے ہیں الہ العالمین ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما دین پر چلنے والا بنا دے دین پر چلنے والا بنا دے الہ العالمین عزت شان و شوکت لانے والے اعمال کی توفیق عطا فرما اے رب الرحیم
مسلمین مسلمانوں کو اپنے دین کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما, ممالک اسلامیہ کی حفاظت فرما, ممالک اسلامیہ کی حفاظت فرما, ممالک اسلامیہ کو اچھے حکمران نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین ممالک اسلامیہ میں رہنے والوں کو دینداری نصیب فرما, دین پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, الہ العالمین مسلمانوں میں محبت عطا فرما, مسلمانوں میں اتفاق اور اتحاد کی دولت سے مارا مال فرما, الہ العالمین انہیں ایک اور نیک بنا دے, انہیں شیر و شکر بنا دے, انہیں بھائی بھائی بنا دے, حق پر سب کو مجتمع فرما دے, آپس کے انتشار سے سب کو محفوظ فرما, ایک دوسرے سے اختلاف سے الہ العالمین حفاظت فرما, مخالفت سے حفاظت فرما, حسد سے حفاظت فرما, کینے سے حفاظت فرما, بغض سے حفاظت فرما, لڑائیوں سے امت کو بچا لے, لڑائیوں سے امت کو بچا لے, آپس کے اختلافات سے امت کو بچا لے, اے ارحم الراحمین امت کو متحد کر دے, سب کے قلوب کو حق پر مجتمع فرما دے, یا ارحم الراحمین شعبان کے جو ایام باقی رہ گئے ہیں ان میں برکتیں نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین رمضان المبارک کے قیمتی لمحات کی قدر دانی کی توفیق عطا فرما, الہ العالمین تو نے ہمیں یہ مبارک مہینہ قیمتی مہینہ دیا ہے, ہماری زندگیوں میں درجنوں مہینے آئے درجنوں مہینے گزر گئے, الہ العالمین ہم نالائق کے نالائق رہے, اے اللہ اس سال کے رمضان کو قدر دانی کے ساتھ گزارنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, الہ العالمین ایک ایک لمحے کو تیری فرما برداری میں گزارنے والا بنا دے, الہ العالمین شب قدر نصیب فرما, شب قدر نصیب فرما, شب قدر نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین متقی بنا دے, متقی بنا دے, متقی بنا دے, متقی بنا دے, الہ العالمین ہمارے قلوب کو تیری محبت سے سرشار فرما دے, اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین, آج جس بچے نے قرآن مجید کو حفظن ختم کیا ہے اسے قبول فرما, اسے بے انتہا قبول فرما, اسے بے انتہا قبول فرما, الہ العالمین مرتے دم تک اسے اس دولت کی حفاظت کرنے والا بنا دے, الہ العالمین قرآن کا قاری بھی بنا دے, قرآن کا عالم بھی بنا دے, الہ العالمین اس پہ عمل کرنے والا بھی بنا دے, الہ العالمین اس کی طرف لوگوں کو بلانے والا بھی بنا دے, قرآن کو دنیا کے کونے کونے تک پہنچانے والا بنا دے, الہ العالمین اسے امت کے قائدین میں شامل فرما, الہ العالمین اسے اپنے اساتذہ کے لیے اپنے ماں باپ کے لیے خاندان کے لیے پوری امت کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا, آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا, الہ العالمین ماں باپ کو بھی اسے دین کی خاطر وقف کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین اس بچے کو قبول فرما لے, اس بچے کو قبول فرما لے, الہ العالمین تو سینے میں اسی کو قرآن دیتا ہے جسے تو چاہتا ہے, الہ العالمین الہ العالمین اس بچے کو اور ترقیات سے مالا مال فرما, الہ العالمین اس بچے کے حفظ قرآن کو اس کے گھر میں دین کی ترقی کا ذریعہ بنا دے, الہ العالمین الہ العالمین پورے خاندان میں دین کی ترقی کا ذریعہ بنا دے, اے ارحم الراحمین پوری بستی میں برکتوں کا ذریعہ بنا دے, الہ العالمین اس وقت جو حضرات آئے ہوئے ہیں انہیں اس قرآن مجید کی تکمیل کی برکت سے قبول فرما لے, مغفرت سب کی فرما دے, الہ العالمین جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما, ہمارے عزیزوں میں بہت سارے الہ العالمین خطرناک بیماریوں میں مبتلا ہے انہیں شفا عطا فرما, شفا عطا فرما, شفا عطا فرما, جن کے آپریشن ہیں انہیں کامیابی نصیب فرما, جو درد در کرب بے چینی میں ہیں انہیں عافیت عطا فرما, صبر عطا فرما, الہ العالمین الہ العالمین تو بغیر آزمائشوں کے بھی تو بخش سکتا ہے, الہ العالمین سب کو بخش دے, سب کی بخشش فرما دے, مردوں کی بھی بخشش فرما دے, زندوں کو بھی بخشش فرما دے, الہ العالمین جو تجھ سے دور ہے انہیں تیری ذات کے قریب کر دے, یا رب الرحیمین یا رب الرحیمین ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی تمام بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما, الہ العالمین پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما, الہ العالمین سب کی جائز حاجتیں پوری فرما, دنیاوی اخروی تمام مقاصد میں کامیابی عطا فرما, الہ العالمین جو لوگ جن نیک نیتوں کے ساتھ آج آئے ہوئے ہیں الہ العالمین ان سب کی وہ نیک نیتیں قبول فرما, جو کہا سنا اس پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما, مسلمانوں کی الہ العالمین حفاظت فرما, الہ العالمین مدارس کی مساجد کی اور مقامات مقدسہ کی خانقاہوں کی جماعتوں کی جمعیتوں کی خوب حفاظت فرما, ہر فرد مسلم کی حفاظت فرما, ہمارے اس ملک کی بھی حفاظت فرما, اس کو استحکام نصیب فرما, نفرت کی فضاؤں کو ختم فرما, مسلمانوں کو اخلاق سے آراستہ فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین آپ کے محبوب پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما, جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی تھی ان برائیوں سے پناہ عطا فرما, جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, جو حضرات حرمین شریفین پہنچ گئے ہیں, جا رہے ہیں عمرے کے لیے, جو حج کے لیے ارادہ کر چکے ہیں, الہ العالمین اب تک جتنے مسلمان جا چکے ہیں, جو مستقبل میں جائیں گے, الہ العالمین سب کو شرف قبولیت عطا فرما, وہاں کے آداب کے ساتھ قبولیت کے ساتھ انہیں حاضری نصیب فرما, ہم سب کو بار بار وہاں کی حاضری نصیب فرما, مدینہ منورہ کی مٹی ہم سب کو نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین ہمارے دنیاوی اخروی سارے مسائل حل فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم, رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین. یا ارحم الراحمین, اس مسجد اور یہاں کے مدرسے کے تحت چلنے والے جتنے کام ہیں الہ العالمین سب کو قبول فرما, سب میں برکت نصیب فرما. یہاں کے علماء, یہاں کے حفاظ, یہاں کے دعوت و تبلیغ کے ساتھی, یہاں کے منتظمین, ان سب میں کے اتفاق میں برکت پیدا فرما, خلوص میں برکت پیدا فرما, علوم میں برکت پیدا فرما, اعمال میں برکت پیدا فرما. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین, وآخر دعوانا الحمد للہ رب العالمین.